Welcome to Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. It is Championship Monday. NCAA basketball, Baylor takes on Gonzaga. And the Zags and the Bruins, oh my goodness. I mean, one of the best basketball games I have ever seen took place Saturday evening. I mean, just fantastic game. Jalen Suggs hits the buzzer beater. And that game, though, UCLA played so well. Ran their stuff, half-court offense, get a great look, get your guys the ball, get your main guys the basketball when you need to. Something, look, I live by as a coach when I've coached a little bit. Let's get our scorers the ball. Let's run things to get them open. And multiple guys stepped up, though. Cody Riley really played well, hit some nice mid-range shots. I thought Tiger Campbell was fantastic. And look, UCLA did everything in its power to win that basketball game. They just can't get it done. But congrats to Gonzaga, but they got a tough one tonight, Baylor. Today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the new wave of NCAA basketball. There is a little bit of a new wave here. Not fully, but transfer portal. Yes, transfer portal. Two words that some people cringe when they hear. Two words that Michigan basketball fans love. Sean D. Brown and Mike Smith were just fantastic this year. And something that Michigan State fans will hope for the best for the Walker kid, the point guard from Northeastern. Look, this is the basketball in the NCAA that me, you, anyone in their 30s or more, and I would even go to mid-20s maybe, you aren't accustomed to this. So it bothers you. I get it. Being comfortable is nice, but you got to be a little uncomfortable. You got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And right now, with players leaving left and right, you have to, as a coach, a program, an organization, if you really want to say it that way, because that's kind of how it is now, you've got to be prepared to make changes on the fly. And it's not everything I love, but I'll tell you what. I mean, me, as a transfer player, I transferred. You know, you try to find the best fit for yourself personally, but now the teams and the coaches want it. I mean, they need it. You know, you have to fill the void. I do think we're going to have a little bit of a problem when it comes to incoming freshmen. I do think that it will make recruiting more difficult. But these coaches make the big bucks, and this is where you live, man. Kentucky just lost a player today. You know, you get a one and done, it doesn't work, he might bounce. If you're a program that sees that, you're going to try to get that kid. And it could help you make a run. And this is just where we live, guys. And look, not every program has to run it this way. That's the cool thing. If you don't feel like you need transfer guys, or you don't even care about the portal, that's cool. You can still be really, really successful. Gonzaga's had a few guys that have stuck around, right? Looks good. But they got a freshman like Suggs, by the way. That's a guy who just comes in 1 year. There's no difference. See, that's the thing that people need to understand. There's no difference. Yeah, maybe he's an incoming freshman, but really, it's a guy who, this is his first year in this program. So there's no difference there. A kid that's in a different program comes in, new guy, got to learn the system, and he's got to excel. Jalen Suggs, first year, hits the shot. You know, you old school basketball fans, look, I love you. I'm old school with you, man. But let me just tell you, every year, you got to have a guy come in and be ready in his first year, whether it's his first year in college period or his first year in your program. And you got to embrace it. Because that's just the way it is. Michigan State's had guys transfer in. They've been successful. Bryn Forbes, who's now in the league, came in from Cleveland State, did well. Joey Hauser, you know, some people didn't think he had a great year this year, but he had a couple good moments. That's a guy that transferred to your program. Your next point guard is a transfer guy. Michigan State's doing it. Michigan State has done it. See, here's the thing. It's been going on. Duncan Robinson, to keep it local in Michigan statewide here, this guy's a D3 guy at Williams College, comes in, big part to that Michigan success. Great shooter in the league now, started in the NBA Finals last year. He was a transfer. A transfer portal guy. You know, and yeah, he had to sit out. But he transferred. The bottom line, well, you just take the portal out. I know the portal's a whole different world. Guys are going to throw their name in the portal. They get to decide what they want to do. And it throws people off. Makes coaches' life miserable. Again, going back to my statement, you make a lot of money. Calm down. You know, these coaches are, you know, it kills me when they make these huge statements like, okay, look, dude, you make a lot of money doing this. You make a lot of money doing this, man. And you know what? This is your world now. And I don't feel sorry for you. I just don't. Sorry. No offense to college coaches at the highest levels, Division I, that is. I don't feel bad for you. You have a great life. You got to work a little harder because of the transfer portal. It's okay. You know, Michigan football's got a lot of guys leaving. They got new freshmen coming in. They're getting new transfers coming in. Michigan State, same ballgame. Mel Tucker loves the transfer portal. His starting running back is going to be a portal guy. You know, a guy that comes in that wasn't there last year and isn't an incoming freshman. You know, who has college football experience. And that experience thing is huge. And I'm telling you right now, look, you have to change your way of recruiting now because of it. Now, Michigan has 6 kids signed. And now, with the COVID ordeal, you know, you might have a few guys that want that extra year back. Like, we're already hearing the rumblings of Eli Brooks and Sondre Brown maybe coming back. So now you got the scholarship ordeal. How many kids can we have? And there's a little shuffling. And that's, look, that's tricky. I know, it can be confusing. But it's the world we live in. And I think Juwan Howard, because he's a great recruiter, is embracing it. You know, I think he's embracing the fact that Sondre Brown and Mike Smith really carried a heavy load and heavy burden this year to come in and had to make plays right away. And they did a great job. Brown off the bench, you know, and Smith as your starting point guard. Now, again, this is going to be a tough year when we talk about Michigan and the changes or the lack of changes that happen with players leaving. You know, is Hunter Dickinson going to the NBA? Is Franz Wagner going to the NBA? Eli Brooks, Sondre Brown, are they coming back? Isaiah Livers, you know, what is he going to do? I mean, there is a lot there for Michigan basketball, especially with this COVID ordeal where they could come back. But embracing the transfer portal is going to be huge for a lot of these programs. Embracing the fact you lose guys, embracing the fact you can gain guys. I mean, that's recruiting, right? And yes, it's harder. It's definitely harder. Recruiting the guys that aren't happy in other programs. I mean, this has got to be real. It's already real right in front of our face. But I'm really interested in what Michigan basketball does next year. Because this is the number one class coming in. And Caleb Houston, who just won a national championship in the Geico High School National Championships, congratulations to him. He's a guy coming in, and it changes things for him if Isaiah Livers comes back or Sondre Brown comes back. You know, that's a wing forward player who maybe thinks I'm coming in next year and have a great opportunity to start. Ooh, pump the brakes. This extra year, these guys get, oh, and a transfer guy like Brown. Because I don't know when during the recruiting process if kids that are freshmen coming in knew it would be this way. I think it's easy for young kids to forget what's going on, right? They're in their own world, and you can't knock kids for that. They're thinking about, where am I going to go to college? What's my career going to be? I want to go to the league. All these things they're thinking about. Now you have to think about older players transferring and coming in and maybe taking some of your time. That's the concern I have for Michigan basketball next year, is what are we going to do with all the players? You know, who's staying, who's going, who's coming? You know, it's, and then you got to deal with the NBA G League stuff. Lot there. And I worry that we're going to be in a situation where there's just zero loyalty. That's kind of the worry. Like, personally, I thought I made poor choices to transfer colleges. Like, when I left Western Michigan University, it was a poor choice. Now, I wasn't a big name guy. I wasn't even on scholarship. I was on a partial scholarship. I was a preferred walk-on. Who cares? Nobody does. But my personal experience is a little different than a high-level guy. So maybe me leaving doesn't matter. But personally, I don't agree with leaving. I just don't. I think sometimes you got to stick things out. You got to earn your stripes. You got to work for it. And I think that matters in your life. But it's just different now because you're having to compete not only against kids that are incoming freshmen, but you got to compete against guys who got one or two years of strength training in college who may transfer to your program that you signed with. I mean, this is uncharted waters because it's not only was it becoming real, it's now a huge trend. And we know how young people feel about trends. They want to follow the trend. The trend is, this ain't working for me. I hit the portal. I can be the next Shondi Brown in an Elite Eight game, playing for Michigan, wearing Jordan shoes. You know, I mean, it's a lot there, guys. There's a lot there. But I don't feel bad for these coaches, man. These coaches that complain and talk about loyalty, I don't feel bad because these coaches sit players on the bench or the certain things don't work with a fit. Like Mark Rocket Watts leaves Michigan State. Wasn't a good fit for him. He's a guy that needs to play in space. He's a guy that doesn't fit into that system. He's a point guard, maybe more like a two guard, scoring first point guard is what I would call him, which is really nice to have, by the way. And, you know, he gets to hit the portal and possibly have a really good ending of his basketball career in college. I think that has to be mentioned sometimes. Instead of us ripping a kid for leaving, like, hey, how about Johnny Juicing, by the way? Johnny Juicing, if he stays at Kentucky this year, look at the year he would have had. Bad chemistry, bad fit, wouldn't have worked, goes to UCLA, and this dude went to work, crushed it. And everybody knows who Johnny Juicing is now. You're trying to tell me the transfer portal isn't a blessing for a kid like him? And you shouldn't be happy for a kid? Look at, I am so proud of the Kentucky people shouting him out. Which is great recruiting and salesmanship, by the way. If you come here and leave, we're still not going to hate you. Which, believe me, that kid was getting a lot of slack. But Calipari's great. I love Cal, loved him forever. And he made it very clear. Look, he shouted the guy out. Not everybody does that. You know, that's great recruiting, that's great salesmanship, but it's real. Kids are going to come and go, and you want the best for the kids. And I think that's the thing that I want to end on this, is we got to think about the kids first here. The transfer portal doesn't have to be more negative than positive. I think it's more positive, personally. I think sometimes a college coach will want a kid to leave. Like, let's not forget, that's what's being missed here. We always talk about the kids not sticking it out, and the transfer portal is going to kill college basketball. There's some coaches that are probably happy, by the way, because now they can work around the roster. Like, look at Michigan State for a great example. The Walker kid comes in, Watts leaves. Tom Izzo's thinking, well, we don't have any controversy at point guard now. We got rid of the bad apple. I mean, that's how this thing works. So, I don't want to hear the portal and the kids are unloyal. I don't want to hear it. Because this works both ways. I think the transfer portal is real. I think it's more positive than negative. But I also think it's going to be super challenging for recruiting. And that's that. Life and Ball Podcast, thanks for tuning in. We'll get on the horn after this national championship game tonight. Look, I think Gonzaga's still too much. I know a lot of people are picking Baylor. I think the Zags got too much offensive firepower. I don't think Baylor can run with these guys. As athletic they are. I mean, they are super athletic. I just don't think you should run with this team. It's not easy to do. I think you got to slow it down in the half court like UCLA did, and you got to find a way to stop them, which Baylor is much better defensively than UCLA. But I can't wait. Big one tonight, NCAA, National Championship Monday. Excited. Can't wait to cover it tomorrow. And please like, share, comment on this, on what you think the transfer portal is all about. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you love it? Thanks again for tuning in.